In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello, all you ex-hippies out there. Welcome to our 27-minute love-in. Get your granny glasses on, put a flower in your hair, jump into your Volkswagen bus, and travel back to the 60s with us because we have a great show in store for you today.
The warm weather is finally here, and I want to be the first one to complain it's too hot.
Oh, are you kidding me? It's springtime, and your thoughts should be of love, which brings me to my first song of love today, which was recorded by the English rock band The Troggs. The song hit the Billboard Hot 100 in February of 1968 at number 98 and peaked at number 7 in May of 1968. It was on the chart a total of 16 weeks and ranked number 40 for all of 1968.
Wow.
Pretty impressive.
It is.
Here's Love Is All Around. In 1962, believe it or not, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed at 652.
Wow, we're making money now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my first song for today is two times better than your love song.
I don't think it will be.
Well, that's a good segue into my first song.
Oh, okay. A coinky dink?
Yes, it is. It was recorded by The Doors. It first appeared on their second studio album called Strange Days. It reached number 25 on the charts in the United States, even though some radio stations wouldn't play it because it was considered too risque.
And you mean that the great WHRU LP is going to play it?
Yes, we are. We're going to go out on a limb. We are on the cutting edge of cutting edges.
How cutting is it?
It's pretty cutting. Here is Love Me Two Times.
Love me one time. Yeah, my knees got weak. Love me two times, girl. Last me all through the week. Love me two times, I've gone away. Love me two times.
In 1962, the first James Bond film, Dr. No, is released, starring Sean Connery and Ursula Andress.
You and your 007 movies, you just can't get enough of them, can you?
No, they're the best. Well, that's because him and I are so much alike.
Really?
This portion of the show is being brought to you by...
Your man 007, I will.
If your man lives for excitement, give him 007. There's a 007 gift set for every assignment. This one packs the full line, including 007 aftershave, hairdressing, and cologne. That's 007 for the license to kill women.
When you use 007, be kind.
Eggers, James Eggers.
In your dreams. You're bald. What do you need a hair product for? For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, we're listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 on your transistor radio.
Hello again, Peabody here.
Where are we going this time, Mr. Peabody?
We'll adjust the Wayback Machine to the year
1964. In February, the Beatles arrived in the U.S., and their televised performances on the Ed Sullivan Show were viewed by approximately 73 million people. Their popularity started growing in the United Kingdom in late 1963. By the next year, their worldwide tours were characterized by intense levels of hysteria and high-pitched screaming by female fans, both at concerts and during the band's travels.
Listen to the news footage from England's point of view.
You could tell by the look and certainly by the sound of the crowd that this was no ordinary departure from London Airport. We'll say it was. The Beatles were on their way to America. Goodbye to George Harrison for a few days and to John Lennon here with his pretty wife Cynthia. A Jet 707 was waiting to receive the most famous passengers to cross the Atlantic for some time. Paul McCartney may have been wondering how the songs he and John write will go over in the States. For the girls they left behind them, it'll be tears and heartbreak with the Fabulous Four 3,000 miles away. It's no compensation for them to know that an army of new fans were poised ready to scream in New York. One pride of the Merseyside said he was a bit nervous, but success seemed in the bag. 55,000 Americans clamored for tickets for a Sunday show in a hall holding less than 800. Fame has gone ahead of them in a big way. Come back Ringo, come back all, George and John, and come back Paul.
Starting in 1964, the Beatles had a top-selling U.S. single, one out of every 6 weeks, and a top-selling U.S. album, one out of every 3 weeks. And that's the way it was way back when. My song has double the love
really?
Of your song last time.
Okay.
And it was originally recorded in 1964 by Dick Holler and the Holidays.
Who?
Dick Holler. He hollers a lot.
Dick Holler and the Holidays.
Yeah.
I remember them.
He hollers.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Holidays! No, I don't know. It was later recorded by the Swinging Medallions, who released it as their second single in 1966. The song became a hit for the group, peaking at number 17 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100. Here's Double Shot of My Baby's Love.
Love is so right, yeah. Love is so
Legal advice for today's show is being provided by the House of Shysters. Remember our motto, in every cloud there's a silver lining, and in every silver lining there's a loophole.
How about that? Now we have a mighty 101 legal team on our side.
Very good.
How about that?
You're doing a good job.
You're going to be like the big boys now. Well, my last song has the word love in it more times than any other song I know.
Really?
Yes, it does.
What are you trying to do to me?
I'm trying to outdo you.
Uh-huh.
It is a song by the Beatles that was released as a non-album single in July of 1967. It rose to the top of the Billboard Hot 100 at number one.
Whoa.
How about that?
And this has to be a good song.
And it provided the anthem for the Summer of Love.
Mm.
It was the 60s.
Yeah, it's all love.
And they proved all you need is love.
Very good, dear. All right, everybody. All you need is love. Wah, 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 wah.
We shouldn't sing.
We shouldn't.
No, we
never
shouldn't
mind.
Okay.
But you did get the most love in your song?
That's because I'm a loving kind of guy.
Okie dokie.
Hey, do you realize that in 1962, Andy Warhol paints his masterpiece?
He does?
Uh-huh. A can of Campbell's tomato soup.
He's the one that did the Campbell's soup?
It was breathtaking.
It's a can of Campbell's soup.
I tell you, Mona Lisa, move over. You got a can of Campbell's soup. All the people who are younger than senior citizens, Google it. You'll be amazed.
Jim, do you love me?
Sure. Sure, go on.
Boy, you know, you could say it a little more.
Sure.
Never mind.
That's just creepy.
Yes. Good, because that question is asked in my last song, and I needed something to get me in. Which is a coingy dinky? I think not. That was recorded by the Contours in 1962. It was the Contours' only top 40 single on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in the U.S., selling over 1 million copies. It peaked at number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100 for 3 weeks in October 1962 and was a number 1 hit on the Billboard R&B singles chart. Here's Do You Love Me?
You broke my heart, 'cause I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake 'em down.
It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune.
You say yes, I say no. You say stop, and I say go, go, go. Oh no, you say goodbye.